Hello everyone, and welcome back to our podcast. Today we are going to talk about 10 important health topic TREFS testing for kids and adults. Many people have heard about TREFS, but they are not sure what it is or when testing is needed. To help us understand better, we have an expert with us today. Welcome. Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here and talk about this important topic. Let's start with the basics. What exactly is TREFS? TREFS stands for respiratory syncytial virus. It is a common virus that affects the lungs and breathing passages, can infect people of all ages, but it is more serious for babies, young children, older adults, and people with weak immune systems. That sounds serious. What are the common symptoms people should look for? The symptoms are similar to a cold in many cases. People may have a runny nose, cough, fever, sneezing, and sometimes difficulty breathing. In children, especially infants, symptoms can become more severe, like wheezing or fast breathing. So when should someone consider getting a TREFS test? Good question. Testing is usually recommended when symptoms are severe, or if the person is in a high-risk group, like infants or elderly individuals. Doctors may also suggest testing if they need to confirm the infection and decide the right treatment. How does the TREFS test work? Is it complicated? Not at all. TREFS tests are usually simple and quick. A healthcare provider takes a sample from the nose or throat using a swab. Some rapid tests can give results in a short time, sometimes within minutes. This helps doctors take quick action. That's really helpful. Are these tests available for both kids and adults? Yes, absolutely. TREFS testing can be done for both children and adults. The process is similar, but doctors are more careful and attentive when testing young children because they are more vulnerable. Is there any difference in how TREFS affects kids and adults? Yes. In adults, TREFS usually causes mild symptoms, like a common cold. But in young children, especially babies, it can lead to serious conditions like bronchiolitis or pneumonia. That's why early testing and care are very important. Can TREFS be treated easily? There is no specific antiviral treatment for most TREFS cases. Treatment usually focuses on relieving symptoms like staying hydrated, resting, and managing fever. In severe cases, hospitalization may be needed, especially for infants. That makes sense. Any tips for prevention? Yes. Simple steps like washing hands regularly, avoiding close contact with sick people, and keeping surfaces clean can help reduce the spread. For babies, keeping them away from crowded places during TREFS season is also helpful. That's very useful advice. Before we end, what is the key message you want listeners to remember? The most important thing is to take symptoms seriously, especially in children and older adults. Early testing can help in proper care and prevent complications. Thank you so much for sharing your knowledge with us today. Thank you for having me. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll see you in the next episode.